USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The White House is urging peaceful protests ahead of the release of footage showing the traffic stop in Memphis that led to the death of Tyre Nichols.
As the Department of Justice conducts a full investigation and state authorities continue their work, the president has joined Tyre's family in calling for protests to remain peaceful.
President Biden spoke with Tyre Nichols' mother and stepfather to express his condolences. Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland explains why the video from January 7th is just being released now.
We wanted to ensure the proper legal steps were followed and that the family of Mr. Nichols had an opportunity to view the video footage privately before we released it to the public.
Wall Street is closing out the week with gains. Stocks rose as investors weighed more economic data ahead of next week's Federal Reserve policy meeting. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 28 points to 33,978. The S&P 500 added 10 points to 4070. The NASDAQ rose 109 points to 11,621. A fast food restaurant is working toward its green initiative.
McDonald's is testing a new strawless lid. The chain has begun testing the lids in some U.S. cities as part of a multi-year effort to make the packaging more environmentally friendly. The lids have a pullback tab to stop the drink from spilling. I'm Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Pence is reacting after classified documents were found at his Indiana home.
This was an unfortunate development. I think it's important that our office simply cooperate fully in any investigation by either the Department of Justice, the Archives, or the Congress of the United States, and we're determined to do that.
The Department of Justice and FBI have launched a probe into how the documents wound up at Pence's home. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Former President Trump is unveiling his plan for American education as he continues his bid for the White House. The policies outlined include cutting federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory or gender ideology. Trump says it's about putting power back in the hands of parents and holding school principals accountable. Hasbro is going to lay off around 1,000 employees. The toy maker announced the job cuts yesterday, along with a warning that it expects weak holiday quarter results. Hasbro is looking for ways to save between $250 million and $300 million a year. Billy Packer has passed away. Julio Flores has his story.
Legendary college basketball commentator Billy Packer is dead at 82. The news was shared by Packer's son Mark on Twitter. Packer started his career on the network side for NBC before joining CBS in 1981. He covered every men's college basketball Final Four from 1975 to 2008.
A dog from Texas is being reunited with his family after being found in Colorado. The Westminster Police Department in the Denver area says the dog was found on a highway this week. The dog had a microchip, and police were able to contact the owner in Texas 3 years after it went missing. TMZ reporting Drake's Los Angeles home was burglarized overnight. Police told the outlet the rapper security reported seeing an unknown man leaving the residence while carrying something. Dave Collins, USA News.
USA News. On demand. On your phone. On your computer. On your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia. She says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today. USAPodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.